Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters, but first on DVD, it's Eddie the Eagle. Well, since Eddie was just a little guy, he was completely sure he would someday compete in the Olympics, but only his mom took him seriously, until he decided to be a ski jumper and somehow convinced Hugh Jackman to be his coach.
I was in the hospital for a year when I was a kid. All the doctors said I should give up sports.
Where do you think you're going, young man?
The Olympics.
Eddie, you are not an athlete!
Britain hasn't had a ski jumper since 1929.
I'm gonna be a ski jumper.
Your moment, Eddie. You gotta do this for real.
Okay, so this movie doesn't have the best acting or the best script or even the biggest budget, but just like a hot fudge sundae, you know, the fudge and the ice cream and even that cherry are okay by themselves, but put it all together and it's everything. The fact that this really happened and that someone out there, even when no one thought for a second he could really do it, he believed so much and tried so hard he made his dream come true. Completely amazing. You just can't deny that greatness is great and the power of perseverance really is all that. Of course, now I feel completely inadequate, a total failure in life, but for some reason, just knowing that Eddie really did it, I'm okay with that. So on our movie Night Traffic Light, Eddie the Eagle on DVD is a green light. And now into another amazing story of a profound journey, it's Finding Dory. The time has finally come. After a lifetime of not quite remembering what she needed to do, Dory's gonna find her family. Of course, she'll need the help of both her old and her new friends, and they all go on one heck of an amazing adventure.
Somewhere out there is my family.
I can't find him on my own.
Mom! Dad!
Does this mean we have to say goodbye to Dory?
I don't know why I thought I could do this.
Dory, you are about to find your parents. And when you do that, you'll be...
Now, seeing how two-thirds of the planet is covered with water, Dory being able to find her parents somewhere out there is no small feat. But with the help of her friends and new creatures she meets along the way, she can do it. And some of those new creatures are pretty darn amazing. I used to think that an octopus was creepy, slimy, and just plain icky, but now I think I might find one to be my new best buddy because they are way super cool. But this movie has caused a bit of a dilemma for me. All that under there is so beautiful, amazing, exciting, and full of possibilities. I want to live there. So unless I'm secretly a mermaid and don't know it, the only way that's going to happen is if I learn to hold my breath for a really long time. So in our Movie Night Traffic Light, Finding Dory is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.